award-winning Swinburne University researcher has lost his job after more than 30 papers he published were retracted by scientific journals. The academic specialises in the discipline of materials science, which deals with products used in the construction industry. A whistleblower who found the errors alleges there's problems with more than 200 papers in total. Elise Worthington from ABC Investigations has more.
In 2017, Dr. Ali Nazari received a commendation for research excellence from Swinburne University's Vice-Chancellor. Now, 2 years later, and after receiving over $1 million in public funding, his professional reputation is starting to crumble.
Dr. Nazari is someone who studies what's called material science.
Ivan Oransky is a New York-based science journalist who runs the online blog Retraction Watch. Dr. Nazari's work came to his attention after journal publisher Sage took the highly unusual step of retracting 22 of the academic's research papers.
It's a nuclear option of self-correction or correction in science, if you will. Sort of officially, and what the retraction notices here say, is that Dr. Nazari was duplicating his work and publishing it many, many times, as many as 70 times, one of the retraction notices says.
The alleged misconduct was picked up by a whistleblower who wishes to remain anonymous. They've told the ABC they believe there are problems in more than 200 of Dr. Nazari's papers. We've revoiced the whistleblower's words to protect their identity.
There is a lot of misconduct in the field, but this is an unusually high level. These papers appear to combine falsification of results, plagiarism, duplicate publication, and ghost authorship.
Swinburne University has completed an internal investigation, but won't release the outcome except to say that after the ABC's inquiries, Dr. Nazari is no longer employed. The university also says that the retractions so far relate to papers published while Dr. Nazari worked for his previous employer, Iran's Islamic Azad University. But the whistleblower claims they found problems in papers published as recently as this year, which have not yet been retracted.
It's pretty clear in the academic world that there is a bias with regards to academic promotion towards people with lots of papers, as opposed to, it's more about quantity than it really is about quality.
Daniel Hamilton is a PhD student at the University of Melbourne investigating research integrity in journals. He and his team surveyed editors of more than 300 journals and found only half were regularly using plagiarism software.
I think given just how common it is now, the usage of plagiarism checkers, I think the team had assumed that vast majority of journals would screen all incoming submissions for plagiarism. So yes, it was quite surprising that we found only 50% did.
That's despite growing evidence of problems with academic papers. Ivan Oransky estimates that over the past 2 decades, the number of retractions published by journals has jumped from about 40 per year to more than 1,500.
More people are looking for issues in the scientific literature, and journals have, or at least many journals have, had their awakening, if you will, and realized that some of what they had been publishing over the years, over the decades, was problematic, to say the least. The longest-term solution is getting rid of these publisher-perish incentives. So part of it is just creating a better incentive structure or figuring out how to fix the incentive structure.
The ABC repeatedly tried to contact Dr. Nazari for comment by phone and email, but received no response.
Elise Worthington reporting.